Well, yesterday we brought you the utterly unexpected story of Jet Airways regaining its wings to fly with new owners. Today, the remarkable story of how the beleaguered Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank will now be saved. That's relief to thousands of small investors who saw their savings and their dreams disappear. The bank will now be acquired by a consortium of the Mumbai-based MBFC Centrum Finance and the fintech firm BharatPay. Remember, PMC came under the control of the Reserve Bank of India in 2019 after it turned out that the management colluded, allegedly, with the HDIL group to illegally provide loans of 6,500 crores or 73% of its total loan book size. Joining us now, Suhail Sameer, the group president of BharatPay. It's wonderful to speak to you because I think, you know, it really does bring a great deal of hope to so many people who will be watching this program, small investors. So my first question is this: will depositors in the bank get their money back?
I hope so, Som. I think where we are right now, I think it's too soon to say in the process. Right now, RBI has given us a in-principle approval along with Centrum to set up a small finance bank, right? So once the small finance bank is operational, which would take roughly 3 to 4 months, RBI has given us 120 days to make it operational. In parallel, they will finalize the reconstruction plan for PMC. And at the end of this, when the SFB, which we and Centrum promote, is operational, they will sort of take the decision on merging the PMC or amalgamating the PMC bank with this, right? So I think it's still like probably a few months before we know the exact answer on the PMC depositors. But all our conversations with RBI sort of seem to suggest that retail depositor interest is paramount, and that's what they will try to protect.
So, Suhail, the bank registered a negative net worth of 5,850 crores in financial year 2020. Why did you choose to take on this asset? Isn't it a huge risk for you?
Yeah, it is. But I think, at least for all our conversations with RBI, they are doing their best and they are bringing in DIGC to at least ensure that we start with a slate which is not as drastically wrong, bad as sort of you are suggesting, right? So, And for us, a fintech company and a NBFC coming together and promoting a bank, it's, I don't want to sort of sound very pessimistic, but it's not like there were millions of banks we could have started with.
No,
right?
I think it's fantastic. And I'll come to that in a moment. But, you know, you made a point a few minutes back where you said that you've been given this 120-day period. Now, Centrum has been given 120 days to convert its operations into a bank. How challenging is that time period going to be?
So this has been a few months in the conversation, right? So it's not we've been caught cold here. Okay. I think we are sort of ready. We would hope to actually do this slightly sooner. This includes some approvals from lenders at Centrum to convert into a bank. So that may take a bit of time. It requires probably end audit from RBI to declare the final fit and proper and actually give us the final approval. That may take a bit of time, but in general, I think these timelines are workable and we are hoping to sort of wrap it up sooner rather than the 120th day.
You know, there was this interesting quote from the Business Standard, and let me repeat that quote, this, you know, a statement in an article which said, BharatPay, a barely three-year-old payment startup, is going to be the half-owner of a bank in India, a prize that has eluded many of the country's pedigreed tycoons. How did you manage to do that?
No, I think RBI has been in touch with us for many years. They see the business we've done. It is a first. It's a great victory for us. It's also a big responsibility for us to deliver, because if we are able to deliver to the RBI mandate, it will hopefully pave the way for many fintechs going forward, sort of building banks in the country, right? But I think you have to also put it in context what we've achieved in 3 years. Not many people have, right? So today we process payments worth $10 billion on an annualized basis on our systems. Most of the banks sort of don't do it on UPI and POS systems, right? So we've overtaken in 3 years, a completely homegrown country, a company has overtaken Google Pay on the UPI peer-to-merchant payments, right? That doesn't happen by fluke, right? It's taken a lot of effort in thinking through what do we want to do and sort of executing that on the ground. And sort of RBI took notice of that, right? And with Centrum, we have sort of a credible partner. Jaspal and his team ran Stancy for Asia in the past. They've run NBFCs for a couple of decades. I think the combination of us provides us both the conventional sort of lending capabilities and branch operation capabilities, and with BharatPay coming in, provides us sort of the digital capabilities to actually make a hopefully India's first truly digital bank, right? And we've been talking neobanking for a while in the country, but this is sort of first test of whether someone can come and actually execute that on the ground versus just providing credit in a cute form.
You know, tens of millions of India's small retailers have always relied on, you know, personal equations with wholesalers for credit. That's the way an entire system affecting the lives of so many has worked. It still works that way.
Yeah.
How critical is it to bring in this group into the ambit of formal lending? Obviously, the people come into the tax network, that serves a national priority. But there is a great deal more reliability in bringing in small investors and borrowers into a formalized bank network. So how is this effort of yours also a part of that goal?
No, so I think we've always thought of ourselves as a merchant first company. And that's when we even started formal loans to merchants. And, you know, they are not in the tax ambit, a large part of them. And therefore, it's very difficult for them to access formal credit, right? Because a bank trying to underwrite them on conventional data will most likely draw a blank, right? So and these guys suffer because of that, right? You know the corner money lender rates. There is no point sort of discussing them. You know most of those loans are securitized. And beyond a point of time, security runs out. And therefore, these guys can't grow their business, right? So I was talking to a journalist a few days back, and he told me, he said, made an interesting line. He said, Dukandar dukan nahi desh chalata hai, right? So, and it sort of resonated with me. And our job here is to ensure we operate as a merchant-first sort of a company as BharatPay and really meet the credit as well as sort of the investment needs of these guys, right? And that's sort of the purpose we've stuck to, and that's sort of hopefully the purpose we'll stay by as we go ahead.
So a final question to you, you know, what is your final message then to depositors in the bank who've had their assets freezed? I know in June RBI gave more. So what is your message to the depositors who lost hope?
No, I think as far as I know, again, I don't want to overstep my prerogative. But as far as we understand as BharatPay and Centrum, I think RBI is sort of working extremely fast on resolving this. And at least sort of the ideas they have toyed with, they're all coming with a point of view of retail depositor first, right? And that's sort of their paramount sort of concern as we go about setting up the SFB and the amalgamation of PMC. So I would just say, stay tight. You've waited so long, wait another 2-3 months, and hopefully there is sort of a meaningful outcome for all of us at the end of this.
Well, congratulations. It's a huge challenge ahead, but it certainly gives a lot of hope to a lot of people out there. And thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Som. Take care.